Blog Talk Radio.
To live is mere existence. To learn is a choice. Learning produces life. Life seeks to give love. And real love has reason to last. It's your life. Choose it. Just as it is. Own it. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Change it. As long as you can breathe and learn, it can get better.
Well, good day, good people, and welcome to Grown Zone Radio. It is Saturday, June 27th, 2015, and we are coming to you live from New York City. I am your host, Zara Green. My co-host, Alfred Edmond Jr., is on the line. I'm going to go ahead and bring him in. We're going to do a little recap of last week. And then we're going to dive in this show. Come on in, baby.
Happy Self-Love Saturday, everybody. Happy summertime.
While you're sitting over there in a hoodie.
Well, you know, AC's working, so it's all good. But welcome to the Grown Zone. For those of you who are listening to Grown Zone Radio for the first time, hope you'll join us every Saturday at 12 noon Eastern. And for those already in the Grown Zone Nation, it is good to have you here for what we believe is a very, very important show.
Yes, it is. Well, you know, here's where if you guys, anything that's happened in the past week, we want to make sure we highlight. If you didn't listen to last week's show, which was all about personal growth, and why it's more important than your professional life, then I suggest that after this show and after you hear what we're talking about on this show, you will want to go listen to that. Because all too often, people try and put them in separate categories. And I have even taught when I was on the speaking and training professional development circuit, I've taught that they should be kept separate. And you should be able to operate one without the other. And yeah, but that was a bunch of crap. I didn't know any better back then. But I am telling you, and we will show you how one impacts the other and why it is so important that you are not just growing one without growing the other. And most of the time it's that people are focused on professional development, thinking that that is all the growth that's necessary. After you reach 18, they're only focused on professional development when they are equally important. So, Alfred, to get to this show, the threat to your career, business, and finances nobody talks about. I just want to, Alfred, if you don't mind, can I just read the setup?
Sure, baby.
A volatile stock market, a bad sales quarter, a job layoff, these are among the things people worry about when it comes to threats to their career, business, and financial success. However, there is an even bigger threat than all of these, one that is rarely, if ever, addressed. Adult and messy choices, and unhealthy relationships. The truth, as Alfred has observed during more than three decades as a business and financial journalist, most great careers, business, and fortunes are destroyed or never happen due to destructive personal choices and relationships. Such things as infidelity, unplanned pregnancies, bad marriages, and other personal drama have business and financial consequences, not just personal and emotional ones. If you are serious about advancing your career, growing your profitable business, and building wealth, and especially if you already have, you need to be exactly where you are right
yes.
now, listening to this show. So without further ado, I am just going to really operate as in steering and directing here because I'm bringing the pro on right now. Alfred, come on, talk to people about their lack of personal.
So let me hit it right up front, and Zara hits it right on the head. The truth is, we are so focused often on the hustle. You know, how are we going to make more money? How are we going to build wealth? How are we going to grow our businesses? How are we going to get that promotion or advance in our careers? And we think that as long as we are competent, or you know, or educated and hardworking, that we're going to make it.
Yes, indeed.
But what I've learned, as Zara said, is that whenever, and not only by observation because of my years as a business journalist, but in my own life, whenever my career went off track, whenever my money got funny, whenever my businesses weren't operating properly, always trace back to disruptive, unhealthy relationships and poor choices in my personal life and in personal lives. And so it's very important to understand that when we talk in the grown zone, and we talk about our book Loving in the Grown Zone, and we always say it's not just about hurt feelings and broken hearts, we're talking about the real consequences to your ability to succeed in every area of your life if the foundation of your relationships and your personal choices and your commitment to personal growth is not in place.
Absolutely.
Because it'll undermine everything that you do. You can look at any field, athletics, entertainment, business. Whenever somebody who is successful, all of a sudden their life blows up, it's usually not something because they did professionally.
That's right.
It's somebody they were messing with. It's something they didn't do. It's somebody. It's always some personal thing that blows up everything that they're doing and undermines their ability to perform in their business, in their careers, or hurts their finances.
And it's easy.
Yes.
It's easy to look at people who are in the public eye.
Yes.
And when their lives seem to go off course, it's easy to look at them and say, see, they got all that money and they just let that mess up. When, if you will be honest and look at your own life,
yes,
look at the lives of your family members, look at the lives of those around you and how their personal decisions affect their professional lives on a regular basis, then it's not just the ones we see on television.
Yes.
Theirs is just amplified because they're in the public eye. But every single one of us, every single one of us have made some personal growth, made some decisions or did some things in our personal,
yes,
lives that affect our professional.
So if you're having trouble succeeding in your career, if you can't seem to get your money right, if your business just can't seem to get on track, yes, look to see what's going on in those three areas, but I advise you, and what we're trying to get you to understand in this show, is you got to look at what's going on with your personal growth and your relationships.
Yes.
So one of the commonly accepted pieces of wisdom, particularly in corporate America, is that married people will do better than single people. So even when a lot of corporations are looking at who to promote, they might take into account, well, the person's married. So that to them speaks about stability and responsibility. And so as a result, people think, well, if you're married, then you're going to do better in business and in your finances than you are if you're single. And statistically, it supports that. But I want you to step away from that and don't think of it as married or single. Think of it as stable. Is your life stable or unstable, regardless of relationship status? Because I submit to you that if you're married but your home life is a hot mess versus someone who's single but they go home to a home of peace and restoration, the person who has a home of peace and restoration who's single will do better with their finances, will do better with their business, and will do better in their careers than the married person whose life is a mess.
Because, and we also know many single people who that is the case for them, but they have not done the pre-work that we've outlined in Loving in the Grown Zone before they bring somebody into their lives, before they get coupled up. And in getting coupled up, then all of that work, all that hard work, all that learning on the professional end, but not learning on the personal growth end, caused them to bring somebody into their stable environment who is not qualified to help them to help them continue on that path.
And I'll say this on the record. My personal experience has been, every time my life became unstable, or especially my business and professional life became unstable, that was the reason.
Yes, mine too.
I might have had a very stable single life, but whenever I, without using grown zone principles, the principles we cover in our book Loving in the Grown Zone, selected someone, brought them into my life, brought them into my world, without screening them for the health of their being part of my world, it undermined my personal life and my home life and my relationships, which made everything else, my professional and career, also unstable.
And it's not necessarily that the people you choose are bad people.
Right.
They are just not compatible for where you are and where you're going. And if you don't have qualifiers for that, just about anybody who shows up that fits in that good
right.
category will do. And it's why you've got to have qualifiers, because Alfred and I both know what it's like to choose good people, but people who are not who either don't know how to celebrate who you are, where you are, where you're going, or don't have the same values that you have. And you end up compromising those things or allowing them to come in, and it just disrupts.
As
it
we
does.
Say in our book, Loving in the Grown Zone, the fact that they're good doesn't mean they're good for you.
Yeah.
Now, the flip side is also true. If you're single but your life is unstable, it's going to have a negative effect on your money, your career, and your business. So if you're someone who's drops everything because you're trying to date this one and run after that one and trying to get that one to love you and trying to, and you got all kinds of stuff coming in and out of your life, you're just as unstable. Your home life, your personal life, your lack of peace, and you're attracting drama that's going to undermine your ability to do well financially as an entrepreneur or a business owner, or is a professional, and many of us are pursuing all three at the same time because it's not one or the other.
And people will often, in that lifestyle, excuse it because they say, oh, they're just young and living. I'm living life. I'm going to get out there. Well, you know, being stable in life, you know when folk are unstable. You know when you are unstable, when you feel like you got to go get it outside of yourself and fill in this full external life in order to feel like you are living, then that's an indication that there is no peace within.
Which means there's not going to be long-term success.
Absolutely.
So that's when you see people who have early success, they get a big chunk of money, whatever, however they get it. And in the beginning, they look like they're balling, but then that money becomes a almost like a drug or a bad influence.
Or a noose.
Or a noose. Because if you don't know how to handle the money and you have self-esteem issues, if you have personal growth deficits, then what happens is now you have the resources to do actual damage to your life.
Yeah.
Which is why you have people who seem like they're doing really great, and then it's a crash and burn situation.
Yeah.
So the thing we want you to understand is that the biggest threat to your ability to succeed over time in business, in your career, and in your finances is the stability and the health of your personal life and your personal relationships.
That's right.
And if you don't get that together, you're not going to be able to succeed in the long run. And if you have wealth or a successful business or a successful career, the thing that will bring all that tumbling down is an unstable personal life.
All of it. All of it,
all of
y'all.
It.
It's why personal growth cannot be neglected. You cannot neglect personal growth because eventually you will pay dearly. You will.
So let's talk about three specific ways that living an adult and messy life versus a grown and healthy life will undermine your ability to succeed in business, in your career, and with your finances. First is drained resources.
Hmm.
And I'm going to use the example, and this could be a male or a female. You have people running in and out of your house, running in and out of your bed, running in and out of your body.
Come on now.
Running in and out of your money, those four things
that
we talk about withholding. And your life, when you get to work, you're distracted and disheveled. When you leave, you can't focus on what you're doing because you're worried about who's calling you and what's on Facebook and who's emailing you and what's going to be waiting for you when you get home and who you're going to see tonight. And you're unfocused. And you think you got it together. You
Come
think
on.
Your slip ain't showing.
Come on.
At work,
I haven't heard that in a long time.
Or in your business. But your colleagues, your business partners, your customers can look at you and see. They may not know exactly what's going on, but they know the difference between a focused, in-control, competent person and a person who looks like they got a lot of drama going on, who misses appointments, who has to constantly reschedule, who their customer service ain't quite there,
Come on,
and
baby.
They always got a story. And then you wonder why I can't seem to get my business on track, or I can't seem to get my finances straight. I can't. There's always the month always runs out before the money, and then you're not making the connection between how your personal life and the drama in your personal life is draining your resources. And resources is not just money; it's your time, is your energy. I talk to entrepreneurs, particularly young men entrepreneurs, who suddenly stop being a player when they start a business.
Yes, Lord.
And they're like, I got a business to build. You know what? I ain't really got time to be juggling four different women on five different nights.
What? They got priorities.
They got priorities
they got,
now.
They got priorities, and they recognize that if they ever want a healthy relationship, then they have to recondition themselves to not be spreading themselves all over the place. Because as we say all the time, fidelity is not a switch
that you can turn on and off. The flip side is also true, because this is not a gender, you know, we're not gender biased on the Grown Zone. I know so many female entrepreneurs who are like, you know what? In fact, Taraji Henson at the film festival a couple weeks ago talked about this on the public stage. She's like, I had to focus on raising my son and my career, so I didn't date.
Yeah, sure did.
I'm perfectly happy with that.
That's right, living my
First of all, she's a happy, whole, healthy single person.
Yeah.
And she's like, you know what? I could not focus on this building this career and being a mother to my son and have all kinds of men running in and out of my life, in and out of my house. So
she also made the point that we make all the time, that in order for her boy to respect women, he had to first respect her. And women, you got to get that. You know, it's when you've got the career and you're doing exceptionally well, that's not permission to go and live an adult and messy life.
Well, so many women are like, I'm grown and sexy, because now they got a little money, they got the shoes, they got the dress, they got the weave, and now they're going to live their life, and then they undermine the stability of their
life.
And then end up losing everything they got them there in the first place.
Because now they've brought a fool in the house who does not...
Or multiple fools.
Right. Or you now feel like, and this is what I see a lot of professional women do, they get in competition with other women because they have these loose relationships that are friends with benefits. And then once they decide that, no, see, I'm a better catch, and I know it, because look at me and all that
I have.
Look
at all I got going on.
Look at all, those tacks. No, darling, he has put you in the same category as those that you consider tacks, because you have not been chosen any more than they have. And even if he does choose you, then it won't be a choosing of you based on what you have, what you can do, and what you look like.
Again, if you're going to turn it around to really be successful professionally, successful in your business, and be successful with your finances, then you got to take that drained resources of time, money, and energy and focus that investment on what you're trying to do. And that means you got to stabilize your personal life. You got to get rid of unhealthy relationships, focus on the healthy relationships, so you can focus on not draining your resources and focusing your investment.
Okay, baby, we got to take a break here, because I know we're pouring a heck of a lot of information, and we don't want you in overload. We want to give you an opportunity to kind of sort some of this on this music break, which we went way, way old school on this one. And it's because this is the position that many people find themselves in, and they fall in that category of 80% of people who are married but not happily married.
Yes.
And they then start to tolerate each other, because we all know folk who brag about being married 50 years, but we know that it's one who was just tolerating a whole bunch of crap that's kept them there. And this is kind of comical but real. It's cheaper to keep up. We'll be right back.
One, two, three, and... Come on, everybody. You're tired of it, you better stay tired of it, because it's cheaper to keep it. This song goes out to everybody at my track this time. It's cheaper to keep her. It's cheaper to keep her. Look here. When your own girl make you mad, you get an attitude and pack your bag. Father, children, you leave me behind. Son, you go pick some alimony up sometime. It's cheaper to keep her.
Consequence of that is drama and conflict at home, which is what this song really is about. Excess stress that will undermine your ability to manage your career, manage your business, and manage your finances. So, and the opposite of that, of course, is having peace of mind at home,
Yes, Lord.
Which is necessary to really compete in the marketplace, to really be sharp as a business leader, to really be sharp in your career, and to really, in this case, not have your finances drain because you married the wrong person.
Oh.
So the song says it's cheaper.
I had babies with the wrong person,
exactly.
Or, you know, any
or
of
Or tied yourself to, in someone
in
any way.
Kind of way.
So the song says it's cheaper to keep her, and he talked about $2 to get her and $2,000 to get her. We know in 2015 it might be $200,000 to get her and $2 million to get out of it. But the point is he's making the case, well, you might as well just stick with what you got because it's going to cost you money. But here's the real deal. If it costs you peace of mind, and some people do stay in relationships because they're like, oh, well, I don't want to pay this money to get out. I'm just going to live with it.
I know people who are just waiting for children to graduate high school, and they're going to be out, but they're planning for it. It's really
– But here's the problem. There's a battle of attrition. The longer you stay in it, the harder it is going to be for you to succeed in your professional career, the more likely it's going to drain your finances, the more likely it's going to undermine your ability to succeed in your business. And what will end up happening is you won't be able to generate the finances to afford to keep him or her any more than you could have afforded to let her go.
That's right.
Him or her go. So, again, when you're talking about the long-term impact of your ability to succeed financially, professionally, and entrepreneurially, it may not really be cheaper to keep it because what you're giving up is worth more than money, which
Come
is
on.
Peace of mind.
Come on.
A drama-free life, being able to come home, and some people can't go home or don't want to go home. They're workaholics, not because they're addicted to work, but they're allergic to home.
And because we all need connection, then they ain't going home. They're going to somebody else's house, going to get in somebody else's bed. And they're going to do all those things rather than grow as an individual and choose – establish those values, choose people based on those values, and the two of them grow together and through changes.
And whether you go to someone else's bed to cope, or you go to a bar to cope, or you go to the casino to cope, or you gamble to cope, or you drink to cope, whatever you're using to cope because you think it's cheaper to keep him or her, guess what those things are also doing? They're also further undermining your business success, your career success,
and
your
draining your
success,
resources.
And draining your resources. So, again, that's number two. It's not healthy for your business and finances and careers because that excess stress and that conflict is going to drain your ability to keep your keep your business and career and finances going in the positive direction.
Come on now.
So now I'm going to talk about this last consequence of not addressing healthy relationships and personal growth in your life and how that can negatively impact your business, careers, and finances. I'm going to talk about costs. Absolute costs and opportunity costs.
I hope y'all listening.
So I want to talk about one of the consequences of adult and messy living, and that's unplanned pregnancies. Whether you're doing it within the marriage or, unfortunately, people are just
out there
random procreation.
Yes.
And I always say grown people don't do random procreation. But that's one of the other consequences of adult messy living. But I want to get away from just the emotional costs and the absent father and the daddyless daughters and fatherless sons and talk about the real costs. Statistics show that right now, as of 2012, it takes, not including college costs, $230,000 to $250,000 to get a child from age 1 to age 18.
That's one child.
One child.
That's the age 18.
So
that's not including
college,
when they still in your house,
yeah, exactly,
after 18.
After that. So that's $250,000 of absolute cost for every child that you take responsibility for.
That scares the shit out of me.
Let's round it up to $10,000 a year per child. When people say, I don't have money to get my business off the ground. When people say, I can't have money to put away toward retirement and that could stabilize my finances. When people say that I can't invest in stocks and bonds. When people say that I can't afford to go back to school and invest in my career so that I can advance professionally. That is called the opportunity cost, people. For every $250,000 you're devoting to one thing, it's $250,000 you can devote to something else.
And then in that same vein, you still keep hearing people say, though, I'm pregnant or she's pregnant. Those kinds of things are continuing. They haven't stopped. The spitting the babies out hasn't stopped, or the spreading the seeds so that your finances can be drained through child support. Every child is a blessing. Yes, the life itself is a blessing, but that's for the person's life, not necessarily your finances.
So people who are successful in their business and in their careers and their finances make conscious choices about where they're going to devote their resources. Unplanned pregnancies is just one example, and it's a very obvious one. Again, if you just look at famous people, you know, athletes who had million-dollar contracts, they can't keep up with their child support payments. And they're not going to be able to finance their retirements. They're not going to be able to finance businesses. They're not going to be able to finance the career. So we're talking about if you don't get your personal life under control, if you don't commit to personal growth, if you don't commit to healthy relationships, if you're not following the principles of our book, Loving in the Grown Zone, you, no matter how brilliant you are, no matter how great a business mind you got, how many degrees you got, how hard you work, how well you know your profession, you will not gain traction professionally, entrepreneurially, or financially if you don't get that together.
Come on now. Damn, that's good.
I'm just saying.
This, y'all. That the information that you get in the Grown Zone will help you if you will pay attention. Now stay here. Stay in the Grown Zone. Come back every Saturday. Listen to the shows. Go to grownadvice.com. Get in, plugged in, so that you know exactly what's going on with us, what we're doing. And we're offering some things for you so that we're not just giving you the information. We're teaching you how to do this. Because a whole lot of people know, have information, but they don't implement it because it's a personal growth issue.
Yes.
You don't know how. We will teach you how, okay? All right, baby, any last minute? Because we out of here.
If you know what to do, but you're not doing it, that's a self-love deficit. You need to be in the Grown Zone.
It's a personal growth deficit. It's a self. Everything you do ought to come from a space of self-love. But if you're not doing it, it's because there's a personal growth issue and you don't know how, and we're here to teach you. So until next time, y'all, live
and
love
in the Grown Zone.
Because you never know where life is going to take you, and you can't change where you've been. But today, I have the opportunity to choose. Here I am now looking at 30, and I got so much to say. Gotta get this off of my chest, I gotta let it go today. I was always too concerned about what everybody would think. But I can't live for everybody, I gotta live my life for me, yeah. I've reached a fork in the road of my life, and ain't nothing gonna happen unless I decide. That I can be,
I choose
to be authentic in everything
I do.
My past don't dictate who I am.
put myself in so many chaotic circumstances. By the grace of God, I've been given so many second chances. But today I decided to let it all go. I'm dropping these bags, I'm making